This is Akashwani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. As only 2 days are left for campaigning to end for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand, leaders of all political parties are going full throttle, leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Today, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address 2 rallies and hold a roadshow in the state. Senior JMM leader Hemant Soren will also address a series of meetings at Bhavnathpur, Tamar and Khijri, while senior RJD leader Tejasvi Yadav will hold a rally at Hunter Ganj in Chhatra. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav will hold 3 election meetings at Sarath, Devgarh and Poryahat. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will address election meetings at Ichhagar, Tamar and Karsama. BJP's Jharkhand election co-in-charge Hemant Biswa Sarma will address public meetings at Chhatra and Latehar. Leaders of the All Jharkhand Students' Union, AJSU, and left parties will also address rallies in different parts of Jharkhand. Elections to the 81-member Legislative Assembly will be held in 2 phases on the 13th and 20th of this month. Counting will take place on 23rd of November, along with Maharashtra Assembly elections. Meanwhile, in Maharashtra, the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party today released manifesto for upcoming Assembly elections. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah launched the BJP Sankalp Patra in Mumbai with prominent leaders of the BJP also present on the occasion. Campaigning has intensified in the state with prominent leaders canvassing across the state to garner support for their candidates. In Jammu and Kashmir, 1 terrorist was killed in an encounter with security forces in Sopore town of Baramulla district yesterday, while 2 to 3 other terrorists are still trapped there. Officials said a fierce gunfight broke out between the security forces and terrorists in Rampura locality of Sopore last evening. Following specific inputs about the presence of terrorists, a joint operation was launched. As the layers of cordon and search operation were increased, terrorists fired at the surrounding forces, triggering an encounter. Meanwhile, this morning, another encounter broke out between the terrorists and security forces in Zabarwan forest area on the outskirts of Srinagar city. Kashmir Zone Police spokesperson said a joint cordon and search operation of police and security forces was launched in the area on the basis of specific inputs about the presence of terrorists. As the security forces reached the suspected spot, the hiding terrorists fired, triggering a gunfight. Minister of Power Manohar Lal today flagged off the electric vehicles rally in New Delhi. On the occasion, he also launched the EV as a service program. Mr. Manohar Lal said on the occasion, "This program has been started for a noble cause which was much needed for Delhi." He highlighted the role of electric vehicles in reducing pollution and significance of EV as a service program. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. According to Central Pollution Control Board CPCB, an air quality index AQI of 337 was reported in the national capital at 7 this morning. The IMD has said during the next 2 to 3 days, Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog in the night and morning hours. India Met Department has forecast heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning in Tamil Nadu today. Light to moderate rainfall is also expected in Kerala, Mahi, Puducherry and Karaikal today. The weather agency said light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning in 3 regions will continue till the 15th of this month. Canada has announced the discontinuation of its Student Direct Stream SDS visa program. This will have a far-reaching implication for Indian students, as SDS is a key pathway for international students seeking permit for studies. It is said that the decision has come as part of the country's attempts to address ongoing housing shortages and resource constraints. In squash, India's Anahat Singh has clinched the women's singles title at the New South Wales Open in Australia's Sydney this morning. She defeated Helen Tang of Hong Kong 3-1 in the summit clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.